Welcome to an abbreviated edition of After Hours. It is abbreviated, but that does not mean it is not filled with information. And much of that comes from my friend, Candace Jordan, who is on the phone. Candace, how are you?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, Rick, how are you?
See, the ever-ebullient Candace Jordan, too. I am sitting here, not
I
with...
I put the phone down for just a quick second, and
you can't
you
do that. You can't do that on the air.
I know, I'm so sorry.
I am sitting here, not with Candace, she's on the phone, but with the latest edition of Chicago Star, which is a publication where she is the associate publisher, and to my mind, the hardest working person in local journalism. There's a ton of stuff in here, Candace, but first, yeah, let's concentrate on the big story on page two, Chicago yeah. Star to go digital in 2023. Yeah. What does that mean, Candace Jordan?
Well, it means that we're only going to have a print edition for, like, quarterly, probably, for special occasions. Like, I have a nonprofit issue that's really popular. We have a fashion issue that's really popular. And what we've discovered is that people look for our paper online, and we have more readers there than we do in the print edition, and then that we're capable of getting in the print edition. So we have like 45,000 page views a month digitally.
Wow.
And like 20,000 distribution. So it's double in digital what it is in print.
That's probably the trend and the future of journalism, but you and I are print folks, and will there ever be, except for these four special issues, will it be all digital except for the four special print editions?
Well, you know, I can't say never. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. And you know, you're right. I mean, I am a print person. I like to have things in my hand. I like to read them. And quite frankly, my eyesight's not good enough to read this on my iPhone. So, you know, that's really the crux of the matter. But, you know, like I said, it is the wave of the future. Everybody I've spoken to congratulated, you know, the paper on this move. They think it's a good move. I think it's a good move. And, you know, it'll extend our reach. We'll get way more people that will be able to see this than they do in the print. So it's going to be really positive, and I'm looking forward to it. Listen, that old dogs can learn new tricks.
It's a new creative challenge too, and I have to think, Candace, in many ways, it will expand the coverage. And I'm looking at the coverage that you covered of a pause event, Chicago Fur Ball, and you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 photos on that page.
Yeah.
I'm assuming that online you could have 90
unlimited,
photos.
Unlimited. We could take every single person that attended that party could be offline in a photograph.
Well, you know,
that is exactly right.
But
and that's good. I mean,
that's a really interesting way to go. You can go, ladies and gentlemen, to get more information about the new era for Chicago Star at chicagostarmedia.com.
Thank you, Rick.
I will, of course, I'll be a loyal internet subscriber. I want to talk about Candace works so hard. You will notice online and otherwise the many stories she writes. You wrote a story in the new December edition on Curtis Duffy, who is a legendary chef, but not as famous a chef as he probably deserves to be, and not as famous a chef as Charlie Trotter, with whom he used to work. Talk to me. Curtis is a really fascinating guy, and you obviously...
He is an absolutely fascinating guy. And, you know, until I started doing research on him, I didn't have a clue. I mean, I knew who he was. I knew he had a background and he had a long history, but I had no concept of all the things this man has achieved. I mean, he's been with every top restaurant you can think of. I mean, Charlie Trotter's, and now he's with Ever Restaurant that's, you know, it's winning awards left and right.
Sure.
And on top of that, I mean, he's so philanthropic where he finds the time to, you know, to do things for charity that he does. I mean, it's really a great story on a wonderful guy who's so well respected within the community. And he's got a gorgeous wife. They're a beautiful couple. And it was just really a pleasure finding out more about him and then being able to share it.
Well, the thing about Curtis that first struck me is I said, I can't remember exactly. I think I met him when we were doing that show, Chicago Live, at the Chicago Theater. And I said, holy cow, you've got a lot of tattoos. That was the thing. That was the thing that first intrigued
me. Listen,
they
look good on him. Not everybody can wear it.
Oh, no, yeah, no kidding. It's certainly not I. One of the things, before we take a little break, Candace Jordan, and again, the website is chicagostarmedia.com, is give me again, and you've done it before for me, but give me again the philosophy of this publication, which is going online starting in 2023. The philosophy is a really, I think, hopeful and encouraging one. What is it, basically, Candace?
Thank you for asking that, because, you know, we started this paper during the pandemic, and, you know, the last thing people wanted to hear about was, you know, more
the pandemic.
News.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
More crime, more COVID, more, you know, anything that was negative. And we decided that we were going to share a positive, only positive, uplifting news, and news that people can use, news that helps the communities, you know, a lot of nonprofit information, a lot of event information, fun events that you can attend, family-friendly things. And so, you know, that philosophy has, you know, really done us well. I mean, that's why, you know, within less than 2 years, we've got, you know, this increase in our readerships, which is so fabulous. But I think it's, you know, in large part because of that. And, you know, I know personally that I've had enough bad news just watching television in the daytime.
No question.
I want to open up something, either read it online, read it in the paper or print, and have it make me smile. So that's what our paper does, and that's what online will do.
One of my favorite features in Chicago Star is Door Person of the Month. Whose idea was that?
And was Elaine Hyde, our publisher's, and I'm telling you, that's one of the most popular articles. And it's just so smart. I mean, you know, she actually, it was very smart of her, because she wanted to get the paper, and initially it was just started as like a little newsletter, wanted to get it in the lobbies of the building. So what better way to do that than to profile their door person?
The people,
you know,
the people who will put it in the hands of the residents, for God's
exactly.
sake.
Exactly. So, you know, it turned out to be a terrific idea on many levels. But, yeah, it is a very popular article, and thank you for pointing that out.
Oh, no, I think it's a great, wonderful feature. We'll continue on with Candace Jordan after a couple minutes away, and I want to talk to her about there's maybe nobody I know who is as in love with the Christmas season as is.
Oh, goodness. I've got so much to tell you, Rick.
Oh, goodness.
I can't wait.
It's like a drug to Candace. We'll be back in a couple minutes. Welcome back. I'm on the telephone with Candace Jordan, the associate publisher of Chicago Star magazine, which will be going totally digital in 2023, except for some special print editions that come out with some regularity during the year. You can learn and you can subscribe by going to chicagostarmedia.com. Candace, you are crazy about Christmas. I don't want to get into a psychological dialogue, but what's the seed of that? I mean, is this a thing from childhood that you just...
Yes, it's absolutely from childhood. You know, my parents were nuts about the holidays, and especially Christmas, and they were divorced when I was real young, so I had two different Christmases, actually three different Christmases, if you want to count my aunt and uncle. So I would go from house to house with all these wildly, beautifully decorated trees, and it just became such a magical time for me to, you know, to experience something like that, and of course, not to mention all the extra presents that I got.
Yeah, right, of course. I love it.
It gives you a warm and cozy feeling, and I think that by the time December rolls around, everybody is ready to celebrate Christmas, or at least the holidays. I know I am. And, you know, this year, more than at any other time that I can remember, there has been so many fabulous Christmas and holiday experiences in Chicago. I mean, starting with, like, yesterday we went to see the Joffrey Ballet's The Nutcracker at the Lyric Opera House. It started its second season there yesterday. And, you know, I did not see it when it came to the Lyric last year. I only saw it at the Auditorium Theater.
Right. That's where I saw it, too.
Yeah. And have you seen it at the Lyric yet?
No.
Well, it's a bigger stage. For some reason, the production just looks grander, bigger, brighter, bolder. I mean, it was just absolutely spectacular, and it's going to be there at the Lyric through December 27th. I highly recommend it if anybody hasn't seen it.
Now, the other thing that you you seem to be everywhere during the holiday season. You have you help light the light at 900 North Michigan, and you are everywhere. You have in the current edition, the December edition of Chicago Star, a wonderful guide to your pop-out guide to holiday fun, Kindle Market.
Yeah, well, it's
2022.
You know, we talked about the Chris Kindle Market, which is, you know, one of my favorite things in the city to do, and now they have a new one in Aurora. They've got three markets, you know, Daly Plaza, Wrigleyville, and Aurora. And yeah, we have a two-page pop-out guide that you can take and, you know, experience the markets, take it with you, see what you want to, you know, hit or miss. And I mean, it's just, it's loaded with holiday fun in December. I mean, there's something everywhere. And, you know, something that's not really holiday related that's really special. Have you been to the Harry Potter Magic at Play exhibit?
No.
Well, I'm a huge Harry Potter fan, too. I mean, and I'm telling you, this.
Of course you are. Of course you are.
This experience, Rick, made its worldwide debut last week at Chicago's Water Tower Place. And if you're a fan of any of the books or anything that J.K. Rowling wrote, you will absolutely feel like you've dropped down a rabbit hole. It's good. They made this and created this experience in conjunction with Warner Brothers, so every detail is absolutely perfect. Yeah, I mean, you can go to Privet Drive and see the Dursley's house. I could go on and on. You can drink butter beer. I mean, it is really an incredible, incredible time. And it's going to be there through May 14th, so you've got a lot of time to see it.
How do you feel these days, Candace Jordan, about Michigan Avenue? They had the Lights Parade, which, you know, Mark Shulman, our mutual friend, basically invented many years ago. How do you feel about the state of Michigan Avenue these days? Are you hopeful? Are you encouraged?
Oh, you know what? I am so hopeful. I think they're trying so hard. And, you know, a case in point, I was just at an opening, World Business, led by Andrew Hayes, along with the City of Chicago and the Mag Mile Association, is doing something that's so fabulous. They are transforming vacant retail spaces.
Oh, the pop-up stores.
Yeah, into experience with local pop-ups. They did the Argentine Connection, the Nordic House. They did a Colores Mexicanos Chicago one. And there's going to be another one coming to Michigan Avenue next week. So, you know, they're really trying hard to bring that street back, and I think they're definitely going to be a success.
Well, I think in a way, they started maybe 2 years ago or a year ago, a sort of Mexican pop-up just south of the river. And it was so successful that it's now a permanent spot, right?
Right. Yes, exactly. And I'm telling you, for holiday shopping, they've got the most beautiful things in all these stores that we visited. And it's a wonderful idea. And, I mean, and they're in great spots. The place that we went to, the Nordic House, is right on the corner of the river. I mean, it's got incredible views out the windows. So, you know, there's some gorgeous locations that are sadly empty, but are now filled with a lot of color and a lot of beautiful items.
Yeah, I think you and I both believe, and I've talked to you about this, not on the radio, but that we're in the process of a reinvention, I think, of Michigan Avenue. I think it could use some new restaurants on the avenue, of which there are very, very few, if any, on the avenue. And I think that would go a long way to helping this city cure, because this city's been beaten up over the last two and a half years.
You know, in the old Ditka space on Chestnut, they have now.
I know.
Nutcracker Bar and Hotel. How cute is that?
I know. I ran into it. I didn't go in yet because I wanted to take that lovely little woman, Kathy Murray, there.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I saw it. I said, oh my God, Ditka. I have some weird and terrifying memories of Ditka's, among them the night that Bobby Hull wanted to beat me up because he thought I had written something bad about Mike Ditka. That's one of my...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, he didn't. And we did not.
You definitely have to go to this. I mean, it's loaded with, obviously, holiday cheer and charm. But you know where else I've been just recently on Friday where I went?
Where?
Maria Pappas, Cook County Treasurer.
Sure.
Maria Pappas hosted her annual Christmas party. And she had, you know, sing-along. She had performers from all the communities across Chicagoland perform. I mean, her office was packed. It was so much fun. And she does so much for the city of Chicago. It was a great time. And she does it every year.
You and she were handing out. I remember last time I saw Maria, it was at the opening of Art Smith's new restaurant, Navy Pier. But before that, you and she were handing out some kind of stuff at the Water Tower Park a couple of years ago.
We called it, what was it called? It was a name for it. Oh, Random Acts of Kindness.
Right.
And so we would give out like free flowers to people that would come by.
Right.
And
free flowers.
Yeah, and Black Men United donated all kinds of home goods that we handed out on the corner by the water tower at one point. And I mean, she just finds ways to give back that just, I wish there were more politicians like her in the city, more people like her in general.
Yeah, no kidding, especially on the political front. Candace, you know how much I adore you, and you know how much I like Chicago Star. I will be very curious, and you'll have to come back on the radio after it's, when is its first digital, when's its digital debut?
Well, it's digital now. We've had an online presence since we started the you know, the print publication, but now it's going to have a full-time 100% focus and push. And you know, obviously there's lots of new stories every day, and you know, we get great scoops that we have, you know, post that news there first, and so people can find everything they're looking for on chicagostar.com. Just ChicagoStarMedia.com. So I hope that, you know, they'll check us out, and they'll love us as much as I love what we're doing.
You should, because it's a good news publication, but it's also an incredibly informative publication for anyone who lives in the city and anyone who is hopeful about the city. And Candace, you really do work your tail off, I'll tell you that. But one of the great things about you is, one of the great things about you is you love doing it. I mean, you can sense and hear in your voice the incredible enthusiasm you have for it.
Absolutely. I absolutely love it. And I think I told you once before, some friends of mine always ask me, where do you get all your energy? And I always tell them, my mother and father were always the last two people to ever leave a party. So it's all in my DNA.
Love to your husband, Chuck. He's a good guy. Oh, he's a good guy. And he's a saint in many ways, too, because he accompanies Candace to all of these events. Honey, I hope to see you soon. I'm sure I'll see you over the holidays.
Love
Take
you,
care.
Honey.
Thank
Happy
you.
Holidays.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Thank you.
Bye.